Hi, this is Ryan, and I'm here with my friend Kit. Hi, Kit.
Hi, Ryan.
We are here today to talk with our mutual friend, Bonsoir Anxiety, because she is celebrating a pretty exciting milestone, which is what, Kit?
1,000 followers.
Woohoo! Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So, Bonsoir Anxiety, are you there?
I am, but I was on mute because I didn't know when I was supposed to start talking.
I know, because we didn't script this out like professional people.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. Doing it on not scripted. You were like, we're going to do an intro first. Is that okay? And I was like, yeah. So I was just waiting, and I was like, wait, is it done?
Yes, it's hello, time. So I think the first thing we need to get clear here, because calling you Bonsoir Anxiety is going to be a lot for the next 45 minutes or whatever. What do you want us to call you?
A difficult question. You can call me BSA or you can call me Bonsoir. Either of those are fine. Just don't call me BS. You can call me B. I'm fine with you calling me B.
B.
Yes.
Kit and I are super excited about your milestone.
Thank you.
No, it's awesome. Just out of curiosity, and not like it's a metric that anyone should like put a lot of stock in, but like, do you know how long it's been since you got your first follower?
My first follower?
Yeah.
I mean, I started like last April, so I assume it was either sometime in April or May.
Right.
But I don't, awesome. I mean, I didn't like remember
you didn't mark
anything.
You didn't mark
no, it on your diary.
I have no idea who followed me first, but thank you, whoever you were.
That person was ahead of the trend.
The OG.
Exactly.
The OG.
The OG bee lover. Okay. Awesome. So.
Oh my god. You're going to have to cut so much laughing.
So,
yeah, okay.
Kit and I, and you, B,
yes.
We're friends. We hang out a lot.
We do.
Do you know how we met?
Yes. Ryan, you introduced yourself on, like, Script Guild or whatever, and then I remember you post, I don't remember if I saw what you posted first, but I remember you posted, like, this is what I'm working on. And I looked at it, and that's where I saw The Baker's Apprentice. And I was like, oh my god, this looks so good. And I messaged you, I think, and was like, oh, this looks really good. And you were asking for feedback and on something. I don't even know if it was that. It may have been, but I was like, oh yeah, I'll give you feedback. Like, I'd love to read it, blah, blah, blah. And so we just started chatting that way. And then, Kit and I are like obsessed with each other.
I'm your biggest fan.
She would always gush on my scripts, and then I would gush on her scripts, and we would just go back and forth being like, oh my god, you're amazing. No, you are. And so we didn't actually really know each other though. And then Ryan, you and I were hanging out, and you were like, do you think we should invite Kit? And I was like, yeah, I don't care, you know, whatever. And we invited her, and here we are.
Yeah.
The rest
I thought you guys had been chatting the whole time, like, separately, and you're like, you know what, I don't want to have a separate one anymore. It should all be together, but you weren't.
No, I just really liked Kit.
You were just like, Kit seems cool, let's invite her. And I was like, all right.
And then Ryan messaged me and said, do you want to hang out with me in BSA? And I said, absolutely, I do. And now here we are.
Best decision ever.
Yes. Changed my life.
So in preparation for talking to you today about your milestone, Kit and I reached out just to a few other people on GWA, writers and VAs, and asked them if they had questions or memories. So this is going to be a little bit of a porn version of This Is Your Life.
I was just about to say.
But I do have a few.
I'm not gonna cry, am I? Good Lord.
I hope not. Well, you never know.
Oh my God, I really hope.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I wish I'd got them to record them.
Solidarity. Oh yeah, that would have been cool. But
it would have been all the things I could have done.
Don't worry about it.
No.
If you want cool things to happen, find cool friends.
Just that's such good life advice.
You really picked poorly.
Note to self. I know, I really did, but that's cool, you know. I mean, I'm not cool, so who am I to find cool friends?
So the first person, not the first person I heard from or spoke to, but the first person I noted down here is the Wickedest Fairy. And Kit, I wonder, since you have such a lovely voice, if you would read out or paraphrase what she said.
Sure, but I'm not going to do the accent.
Oh,
okay. Wicked says, my first interaction with BSA was replying to a comment she made on one of my Get In My Ears interviews. Coincidentally, I already had her on my list of people to approach to do an interview with if she was willing. For me, the highlight of that was not the interview, but the 2 hours following the interview, during which we laughed and bonded over the insecurities, shenanigans, and incredible experiences we've both had since becoming content creators of erotic and non-erotic audios. What I appreciate most about BSA is her enduring support and encouragement of other creators, myself included. There is a warmth and deep consideration of her approach to every situation, which I admire immensely. Quite simply put, she's not a credit union, she's not a health supplement, she's a bloody stellar all-rounder whose orbit I am very happy to be in. P.S. And she's funny AF. I had to hold my pelvic floor on more than one occasion following our have a chat.
Love it.
Oh, that is so funny. That was so nice of her. We did. You, Ryan, and I were all supposed to like watch a movie that night after the interview, and I talked with Wicked for like 2 hours afterwards.
And
I messaged and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm still talking to Wicked." But no, we had so much fun. We were dying laughing. It was a lot of fun. That was actually a really fun interview. I was so nervous for it. I was so nervous. But Wicked, like, she just puts everyone at ease.
This interview probably won't live up to that one.
So. No, I'm already feeling insufficient.
No.
Inadequate. That's the
subpar.
Word.
Subpar.
So, I think to start with, we're curious about, like, tell us a bit about your GWA experience so far. Like, where did you start? Where did you come from?
Where did you go?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was just so dramatic. No. It's like, where did you come from? Yeah, and where did you go?
It's just the Cotton Eye Joe lyrics. I'm sorry.
Right, I know. But the way you said it was just like, that's where you went. I used to go to Literotica sometimes and listen to the audios, and then one day I listened to one that was like really good, and I don't remember what I looked at and if it took me to their Patreon or Reddit, but somehow I ended up at Gone Wild Audio, and I was like, holy shit, because I had no idea it existed at all. So I thought it was super cool, and I listened to a lot of stuff, and I thought it was really cool that people could write scripts, because I never saw anything like that on Literotica. You know, like, it's just people writing stories or people performing them, but there's no, like, none of the kind of behind-the-scenes stuff or whatever. and I feel like I'm just saying the same shit over and over again, but I was not, like, happy with the content I was seeing, and that sounds awful, but it just was not representative of what I would like, and I still, like, I feel like I was possessed or something, because I was like, I'm gonna write a script and show them what, like, this is what I want, you know, whatever, and it wasn't really that, like, aggressive. It was just like, well, I'm gonna write this, and I did, And I just, like, wrote it and published it and then was like, what the fuck have I done? Because I just have never done that before. And I don't write, like, I've said it before, like, I write, you know, training stuff for work or whatever, but I don't write. I don't creative write or whatever. So it was very unexpected turn of events. But it was also, like, I think it was the time that we were having a second stay-at-home order as well for COVID. So it was sort of, everyone was kind of going stir crazy. But anyway, I was really surprised that it actually got really positive reviews or whatever, because, you know, I mean, I'd never written before, and it was about someone who's on antidepressants and it takes them a while to orgasm and whatever. And so it's like, take your time, blah, blah, blah. And I was afraid because of the stuff that I had been seeing, because it's, you know, like, big shock to everyone. I'm very vanilla. And I was afraid people were going to be like, what the hell are you doing here? You know, like this does not belong here. But they really embraced it. So I thought that was very cool. And I honestly don't remember what the hell happened after that. I mean, clearly I kept going, but I don't remember why. I don't remember if I was like, well, this is cool. And just, you know, but then never wanted to record, literally ever. I was like, fuck that. It scared the crap out of me. I couldn't believe anybody was brave enough to do it. Like, you know, it was just kind of shocking to me. But then just had some shit happen in my personal life that sort of stifled my creativity. Like, I just could not write a script. I couldn't think of any ideas. And then when I would try, like, it was just so difficult to get them to come out. And I work from home, and I was on a lunch break one day, and I was just looking at the script guild, and there was a Safe for Work script that was really nice. And for whatever reason, I read it out loud. I didn't record it at that time. I just read it out loud, and I was like, oh, fuck it. And I did record it. And there you go. And then I, you know, published it, and I think it had rain sound effects. I think that was the only thing, only extra in it. And anyway, that's how it started. And it was scary, but it was Safe for Work, so it wasn't as scary, you know?
Oh, totally.
I was totally scared about my first one, though. And actually, shout out to Shy Little Wolf, because we had mutual friends, and I was talking to her about how I was going to start doing not safe for work stuff. And I sent her my first not safe for work. And I was like, oh my God, can you tell me if this is sexy enough? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And, and she, whether she was telling the truth or not, I don't know, but she said it was good. So, you know, blame Shy.
Sometimes that's all we need, right? A little validation. Exactly.
It was a little, yeah. And even still, I was like, I don't know, is she being nice? Or and I was like, well, we're just going to find out. So anyway, that's how that all started. And I think what it really was is I just needed a creative outlet, because I don't even actually consider myself a super creative person, but I didn't have the scripts anymore and I needed something. And so that sort of, I think it just kind of turned into that, because I literally never ever planned on recording.
I identify with that 100%.
Yeah. As do I. Yeah, I know, right? I feel like a lot of people who started as writers weren't planning on recording. Or maybe that was, they were like, well, maybe I will, but I'll write first. But I was just like, hell no. So, you know, what are you totally going
to say? So you've answered a bunch of my questions already, which is great. That's not a problem.
We're ahead of schedule.
Yes. We might make it to question 147 after all.
Nice.
I hope so. It's my favorite question.
It really is a good one.
I can hardly wait.
We were curious what script you're most proud of. I know. Favorite child.
I guess I don't honestly really know, but I think probably either my first one or my second one. There are some scripts, obviously, that I don't love as much, but the first one I really liked because it's actually very kind of unlike me, because it's like extremely personal. And I went back a little while ago and looked at my post, and I didn't realize how personal I'd gotten, and even in the post, and I was like, Jesus, like, who were you? I still don't know, but but I think considering I had never written anything, let alone a script before, I thought it was pretty good. And the second one I just really like because it is like classic BSA, B, bonsoir, whatever the hell you want to call me. Don't say it. because it is just like romantic as fuck, you know, like it is so just ooey gooey romance. There's like slow dancing in it, and like the dude even says like, I'm gonna make love to you slowly or some shit like that. So it's like, you know it's real. So anyway, I do love that. But also, I think it's sort of like a different pride, whatever, I don't know what you want to call it. My first, like, sort of non-ooey-gooey romantic script, aside from the very first one I did that I wasn't, like, super proud of, the non-safe for work one, was, I Can Be Your Good Boy. Because I'd never written anything, like, subby before. And consequently, that is my most popular script. Like, I think it has 12 or 13 fills. It's amazing.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, like, it's amazing. Yeah, and I love every one of them.
But which one's your favorite?
Every fill is a gift.
I mean, it is true.
It is.
And I wasn't trying to be, like, condescending or anything. Like, I think it's so awesome that people love that script so much.
Right. No, I get you. It is awesome. Yeah. I think favorite audio is unfair, but like, what's the most memorable one to you of the ones that you've made?
That I've recorded?
Yeah.
I guess the Halloween special, the Halloween Kisses, because that was such a big production, especially for me. And I did it in like a week or less, which is also just, I'm not the kind of person who reaches out to people and is like, hey, do you want to like help out with stuff? And I did like a haunted house scene in there, which it was sort of like the first script I wrote. It was like, I'm trying not to read the screen. It was like when I wrote my first script and like something came over me and it was just like, oh my God, we should have a haunted house. That'd be so fun. And so I just like asked a bunch of different people if they wanted to be people in the haunted house. And that was actually super fun to kind of create because I thought it sounded pretty good.
It was amazing.
And then, well, thank you. And Brian was in it. He was the ticket taker.
I was.
Yeah, you were. You were the Bueller guy. Tickets, please. but then the actual like sexy parts I thought were good too. Like I really like. I like that script.
Wait a second. Is there not a rutabaga farm in that? You just said that. Sorry.
I literally just said there's a rutabaga. Yeah.
Farm. You talked over.
You talked over me. I said rutabaga farm, and you were like, "Wait a second."
Before that,
you were supposed to be interviewing BSA here, Ryan.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
Wait a second. Isn't there a rutabaga farm?
Oh my God, there is. There actually is a rutabaga farm. Yes.
I just wish you would write a script with a rutabaga farm in it.
I really do.
I know, right? And a rutabaga, it had a tag that it was tagged rutabagas.
Now that's the tag.
Yes.
That's the most, no, that's the lie. I was going to say that's the most research I've ever done, but it's not. But I literally like Googled what a rutabaga farm looked like because I was like, would this be believable? Like, do people go to rutabaga farms?
Do they grow on trees or?
Because you know.
I know. Well, I can't say what people have said because they might be listening. But yes, there's always people who are like, well, you know what? I'll say the one. The damn kink closet. Kink closet. That was. I just keeps saying. A kink
closet in their kitchen.
I wrote the script and performed it, and I was just like, "Oh, he's gonna open the wrong, you know, door." And oh my god, I found all your kink things, whatever. And this freaking person was like, "Does anyone else find it weird that there's a kink closet in the kitchen?" And I was like, "I was like, dude, I think you're focusing on the wrong part of the audio."
Sorry about the plot hole in your free porn.
But yes, exactly. I'm like, I'm so sorry that. That one tiny detail out of the 30-minute audio you just listened to really ruined it for you.
But anyway. I mean, you have to admit that when you go and you look at or watch or listen to porn, it's always, you know, full of accuracy and good information. So,
oh yeah,
I feel like there's standards to keep here.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, who hasn't like? Had like a friends to lovers with a tentacle person, you know.
One of the great just, formative experiences just, of my life.
Just last
right?
week,
right? I know. Like my first experience with tentacles was yeah. It's just I'll never forget it.
It was pretty great.
That's true. It was memorable.
It was.
Kit, we heard from BSA's friend Lulu. What did she ask?
Lulu would like to know, what, if any, tags have you not used yet when writing a script and want to use?
That's a good question. Well, Kit and I were talking at the end of last year. There was a high number of titfuck tags. I don't know why. There was just a high concentration of titfuck tags. And I was like, I've never had that tag. So, you know, that's one, I guess. I feel like my mind is drawing blank. I almost feel like I should, have a list of tags in front of me and be like, aha, this one. But I've already had a rutabaga tag, so it's all downhill from there.
You should just retire.
I know, right? yeah, that's probably...
Maybe you could write a rutabaga titfuck, and then that would be the like the crowning achievement, and wow. You could retire. Yeah.
I don't even know what that is, but I'm interested. Actually, we totally talked the other day about the kink of the month this month is water sports. And I had an idea, you know, I don't want to give it away in case I actually do it, but write the script, not perform it. Right. Yeah, so there could possibly be a Bonsoir Anxiety water sports. It will likely, if it happens, be literally the only one ever, but you know,
I think it
happened.
I know what the reaction will be if you write a water sports script.
What and do you think? Overwhelmingly it will be? Positive.
It will be, oh my god, that's so adorable.
It's so adorable.
That's the reaction you get to everything. You could have a vor blood scat script and people would be like, oh my god, it's so adorable.
Well, that we'll find out soon because that's the next one I'm publishing.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
Vor that is, blood scat that does, kisses.
Yes, yeah, right? But there's neck kisses, so...
Adorable.
So it's way romantic.
Totally adorable.
Slice of life.
I don't know, like, I'm not even lying. I had a bit of a... I don't even know. I don't want to be, like, overly dramatic. It wasn't, like, a crisis, but it was just like, what the fuck, man? Like, every time I think I'm being super sexy, people are like, oh, my God, this is so adorable. And I'm like, is it? Like, what? Tell me what's adorable about it. Like, I don't understand.
But so you embraced
it. I've accepted it because I clearly can't get rid of it, whatever the hell it is. You know what? No one said Monster-in-Law was adorable, so there you go.
But it was. It was so adorable.
It was a little cute.
Yeah. It was cute.
Not either. It was not. It was
cute.
It was totally
familial
not.
Bonding. Very wholesome.
My first and only incest and rape.
You embraced your adorableness by changing your, not your username, which is fixed, but like the title that you have to
Bones. Oh, yeah, adorable. I did that a while ago.
Yeah.
I did so that a while ago.
Cause you've embraced it.
I was doing it as a joke and I just left it. Then somebody,
don't things always start that way? I was doing it ironically.
Right? I actually confused someone once because they were like, I thought your name was Bonsoir Anxiety, but now it says adorable. And I'm like, no, it's still anxiety. It's still I'm adorable and anxious.
Adorably anxious.
I'm definitely anxious. I don't know about adorable, but sorry, go ahead.
No worries. Lulu had some other questions, didn't she, Kit?
Oh, yeah, she did. Lulu would also like to know, what are your absolute favorite tags to use when writing?
My favorite tags. I like romantic AF. That's always a good one. One of my favorite tags is obviously neck kisses, but one of my ones was hella neck kisses. So that's when you really know. Yeah, that's when you really know. Actually, if you go to my profile, Lulu, I have a tag word cloud that I made one day when I was really bored. And if anything, it's actually very pretty and colorful. But cunnilingus is huge. So that is clearly one that I use quite a bit.
That's and the also, tagline for this interview.
Right? Cunnilingus is huge. News at 11. But also, I was looking at it today, actually, not for this, but I don't know, I was on my profile, and what I thought was funny is Cheesetastic was fairly big as well, which is also true.
Awesome.
Obviously, my favorite one is just kisses in general. I love kisses, but... And then if we're going the other way, M-Sub and Good Boy.
Nice.
All excellent choices.
All excellent choices.
Mood.
The mood.
The eternal mood.
The eternal mood. Oh, that was so funny.
I think she also wanted to know what tags you were looking for when you fill a script.
Yes.
Any different?
Well, I mean, usually, like, if it's vanilla or GFE or I do like FDOM, but gentle FDOM. And usually any FDOM anyway I have to read. I mean, you have to read it anyway, but you know. But if it says that, I will usually look at it. Loving, that kind of stuff, whatever. Cute, adorkable. I always like adorkable.
Oh, yeah.
I don't ever see Cheesetastic, so, but I would totally feel that.
I'll write you one. It's fine.
You heard it here FYI. First.
Watch it be like Cheesetastic water sports. Like, no, okay, sorry. I rescind my comment.
Just a big charcuterie board. That's all the audio's about.
I would feel that. I would feel charcuterie.
I'm taking notes.
So. Also, if it says funny or like humor or shitpost or like anything ridiculous, I always look at those.
I think we share that passion.
Yes.
Yes, the two of you certainly do.
You'll get there.
Wait. You're all soft hours now, but you just wait.
Yeah, you exactly. Two have gotten me this far, so.
Exactly.
For better or worse, we have.
I mean, Kit, my whole GWA journey so far has been like, I'll never be into that. That's crazy. And then 3 months later, that's okay.
So my first audio was a fill of your tentacle script.
There you go.
Right?
We really hit the ground running.
So, BSA, I talked to your friend Nick, the script doctor.
Oh, Nick. Yes.
Yeah. He adores you, like everybody.
So I adore him.
He said, he's pretty adorable, too. He said,
he is.
I think I've read or heard BSA explain the origins of her name multiple times now.
And yes.
Often with a tone that seems to imply that any sort of explanation is probably not needed at all. When I first came across her, I was actually kind of smitten by the name before I even hit play, because it's such a perfectly poetic sentiment for this space, even if it's by accident, which I have told you myself before. I absolutely agree
with that. Ryan, so he's like, I love that name. And the whole time I thought he understood why I had it.
No, it's perfect for GW. But anyway, so he said that he guesses that's more of an observation than a story or a memory. So his question would be...
No, that's good.
If you've already explained the origin of your name over the course of this interview so far, what does Ryan say you owe me, Nick, for calling it? And if not, what do I owe you? And I don't think you have explained the origin of your name yet, have you?
I have not.
So,
unfortunately,
Nick owes you.
I wasn't sure if I would, because, I mean, I don't mean to be like, I don't want to, I feel like I bore people because I've said it, like, I feel like I've said it a million times, though I've literally said it twice in my AMA and in Wicked's thing, but for some reason, I don't know. So,
just watch Mr. Robot. Just watch Mr. Right. Robot. You'll get
just
it.
Do that.
Don't worry
just
about
do
it.
Do that anyway. Oh my God. BSA's PSA. Watch Mr. Robot. Yeah. So
that's the tagline.
Right? So I watched Mr. Robot on Amazon Prime. The first 3 seasons were on there. And oh my gosh, I just love that show. And then I don't know. It's like a really complicated show, and there's all sorts of hidden Easter eggs and all this sort of stuff and things that don't make sense sometimes. And so one time I was Googling whatever, and the Mr. Robot subreddit came up, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I wanted to participate in it. So I created my username, or I mean, I created my account, and there's a character. It was, first of all, the main character, Elliot, has social anxiety, and among other things. But I also have social anxiety, among other things. So I was like, okay, anxiety. And then there's another character who has, who, whenever he comes across Elliot, he says, bonsoir, Elliot. And I was like, oh, this will be so funny, you know. So I kind of thought, like, I both thought it was clever and also like, God, people are going to think this is so dumb. But I have had so many people, like Mr. Robot people, be like, I love your name. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, goal. So anyway, that was the whole point of my account. And I never planned on doing anything else with it. And then when I started writing scripts, it just literally didn't occur to me to create a different profile for it. Because I just, such an unplanned thing. And then it kind of grew. And then I was like, well, shit. Because I'm blown my anxiety. So that's sort of, and it was just funny because so many other people just have all these like sexy names or like just names that seem a bit more appropriate or whatever. But yeah, Ryan told me he loved my name, and he also loves Mr. Robot. And now so does Kit, because I convert people.
Yes, I do.
But I confirmed. After he told me that, and then he told me he always loved my name, and I was like, oh, cool, he gets it, you know, whatever. But he said the same thing, that it was like a kind of commentary on, you know, recording audios. And I was like, oh, like, I didn't even think of that. that was not the intent. But I guess as long as other people might think that, that's fine.
It works. Before we started, Kit expressed disappointment in you and I for our lack of care and concern over naming our Reddit profiles. And I think that's fair.
It's true.
Yeah.
But I did have care and concern. It was just for a different reason.
Yeah, fair. Whereas I didn't think at all.
Well, that's
not one single thought.
Story of my life. So the next questions all come from Christina, who she actually had a lot of questions for you. I couldn't take them all, but I grabbed some of the best ones. And yes. Christina was super excited for you.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Christina.
So she wanted to know, aside from saying sound effects are optional, What do you think scriptwriters can do to make their scripts easier to fill?
Here, I don't have the literal example, which of course I wouldn't, but there was a script I saw just last week, and it had like a paragraph of just scene setting. And it wasn't just like, you're in the forest and blah, blah, blah. It was like, your partner looks mad and you ask them why, and then they tell you. And I'm like, if like, who knows? Like, nobody's going to know this, you know? And that was actually something, I don't remember where I read it. It was probably like on Script Guild or something, that somebody had said to someone else when they were asking for advice is, don't show it, say it, because it's obviously audio. And so like, I'll say things like, you know, I don't know, she looks flustered or something, you know, like I'll give little hints as to what might be happening. But it's hard if you have all this, it's hard to convey like literally everything with your voice, you know? So if you don't say it, and if it's not something that the user's going to be able to hear or understand, those notes don't make any sense. Even though it makes sense to the writer because you want to express all these things for the purposes that we do, you know, that for our purpose, it doesn't make any sense. I think that makes it, somebody once weird, like it was almost like they were angry with me. They messaged me and they were like, clearly you have the secret sauce for getting script fills. And I was like, sorry, like, I don't know. But I also think my least filled scripts are ones that have a lot more sex acts in them, like, or different scenes or whatever. Like, basically, the more complicated or complex you make the script, it kind of weeds people out who are going to fill it. Not that you shouldn't do that, but just, you know, I think that's partially why I get fills, because I don't want to say they're simple, but they're kind of simple, you know, like this is just what happens. It's not like this grand adventure, which those are awesome too. And I'm always jealous of the people who write those. But those are probably my biggest things, I would say.
That makes a ton of sense to me. Mm-hmm. Are there topics you'd like to see more script written on?
Honestly, I just always like to see like established relationships type stuff, but not even just that. Like even here's a call out for you, Nick. I filled one of his scripts a few months ago, or maybe it was last month. I don't know. Time is irrelevant these days.
Time is fake. It's fine.
Time is an illusion. And it was like a kind of chastity, like kind of cuckold fantasy type thing, whatever, but it was within like an established relationship where there was a lot of trust, and it was like I think he even has a tag in it that's like oddly wholesome or something like that, and it was like, I like to see more things like that, like kink or whatever, but that's, I don't even want to say the word safe. I don't know how to word it, but just between trusted people, like how it probably is in a lot of relationships, like behind closed doors that people don't talk about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like within a romantic setting.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because I thought it was like, I would normally not really fill that kind of script. But I always read Nick's stuff. And especially since it said oddly wholesome, I was like, well, I gotta read it now, you know? And I thought it was really, I thought it was sweet. So yeah, I would like to see more of that kind of stuff.
More sweet, please.
Yeah, sweet kink.
Sweet kink.
Like it. Do you have like set advice that you give new script writers when they ask?
Kind of. I always say to just what I said just a second ago to, you know, say it, don't show it, because no one's going to be able to see it.
Right.
But also, even though it sometimes might sound awkward, sometimes you have to actually say what's happening. So this is like a terrible example, but it's like we can't see that she's fiddling with her hands or whatever, fidgeting, you know?
Right.
So sometimes you have to say, like, oh, you look nervous. Why are you fidgeting so much? That kind of thing. Yeah. Or like, oh, my God, I love that, I don't know, that lingerie you wear. Whatever, you know, like, sometimes you have to call it out, even though, like, if you were watching a movie, you clearly wouldn't say some of the things that you have to say to paint the picture.
Totally.
And so I think when you're starting out, it seems weird and it's like, oh, this sounds so clunky, but there's a little bit of that, you know?
Definitely.
I also have a really hard question for you.
Okay.
Which I would love to know the answer to also. And I think pretty much everybody else on GWA would, which is how do you stay motivated and engaged? Ugh. Sorry,
I told you. Are any of us motivated and engaged, really?
So, for a while, I don't know how to cut this out. In the beginning, of course, it was just like new and exciting, and like, oh my god, like, this is so cool, whatever. I'll just say it. There was somebody who used to fill all of my scripts, and we, you know, we talked a lot, and it was like fun to sort of have the motivation of like, okay, this person's gonna fill it, I know their fans are gonna like it, and like whatever. But we also enjoyed the same kind of content or whatever, so like that made it fun as well, on top of all the other stuff, you know. And then it helped me sort of kind of want to see what else I could do or whatever. But then once I met Ryan, and he's insane. And
fair.
I don't remember. I honestly don't even remember how it came about, but we did the Halloween deal where, you know, you did vampire, you did Vommy, and I did Monster-in-Law. Right. And it was unlike any script I've ever written before. It's like my least probably read script, whatever. But like, it was really challenging to me because it was something I would never do before. And the same thing like with the tentacles. We all did this tentacle, whatever. It was, I'm not going to explain it, but it was like a bet and whatever. And we all just wrote these Thanksgiving tentacle scripts. And that was another thing because I know Jack Squad about tentacle people. I don't really know. I mean, that's proof right there. So it made me, it was like, okay, like, I can't just have the regular script. Like, clearly we have to mention the tentacles. So then it's sort of, you know. And that's actually one of my favorite scripts because I just think it's so funny.
You did a really great job with that one. That was really hilarious. It is hysterical. There's so much detail in there that's just so good. Like, just little things that are just perfect.
I had a lot of fun with that. But that's also part of the motivation is because, at least for a recording too, because at first I was like, I'm going to do all these romantic things and whatever. And I did, and that was awesome. But then I think I kind of was like, ugh, like, what else, you know, like, what can I do? And I don't generally do a ton of extreme things. So like, I'm not saying there's not a lot of scripts for me, but you know, there's a lot of scripts that are kind of cut out, that I wouldn't do. But then like, I'll call out our friend Sandy Stockings. I don't even remember how I came across one of her scripts, but I was like, holy shit. I was like, I have to record this because it was so fucking funny. It was so funny. I sent it to Ryan, and I'm not sure if I knew Kid at the time, but if I did, I would have sent it to you, I'm sure. And we were both just dying because it was just so clever. And I love funny stuff. I just think and funny, sexy stuff is always the best. And anyway, those are so much fun to record because they're just ridiculous. Like, you don't act like natural, you know, like I don't act like BSA, I'm like whatever the crazy characters or whatever.
Totally.
So those are a lot of fun. But I also kind of like, well, kind of, I also like to do like the M or FNOM stuff because I'm totally not like that in real life. So it's fun to like, I'm never gonna be like mean or anything. The quote-unquote mean Dom one is the meanest one. The one with the kink closet in the kitchen,
right,
is the meanest one.
That one was so adorable.
I know, right?
I would be mean if I had my kink closet in my kitchen too. So just
for the seems record, inconvenient. It is right outside of the kitchen.
You know, you should have posted a sketch of the layout of the really, place.
I think that's
that would be really helpful.
Clearly, that would have made people focus more on the, you know, mean Dom part, but
the porn aspect of the porn.
Yes, but I do have to say, I was telling someone this. I won't say their name because I don't know if they want to be called out or whatever. We were just chatting. It wasn't anything weird, but I was talking about that, and I
now
was
it's weird.
About,
not weird at all. Definitely wasn't weird.
If you ever wanted to know if I'm awkward, there you go. It should be bonsoir awkward as fuck. Anyway.
Bonjour awkward, really.
Can't bring in the French.
BJ awkward. Perfect.
Yes.
New username.
That's extra awkward. Perfect. And then I could be like, oh my god, I didn't even think about that when I made it.
Is that going to be the new voice you use so no one recognizes you?
That's my BJA voice. Hi guys, this is BJA. I'm upsetting my dog with that voice, by the way.
I'll be fair. It's upsetting.
It's upsetting me. It's upsetting me. Anyway, I can't even remember what the hell I was talking about now.
I'm sorry.
I just think it's fun. So the script is, I mean, it's like really not that mean. Like, it's mean for me, but I don't like degradation. Even, I get it's a kink and all that stuff, but like, I can't do it, you know? Like, I just feel bad. And, but in the script, I put my foot on the person and then I'm like, I'm going to step on you like the cockroach that you are. And it just, I don't know why, but that just kills me so much that I put that in there. And I told him that. And he was like, he said, please don't ever call me a cockroach. And I said, oh, I would never call you one. I've never called anyone a cockroach before.
It's not something I make a habit of.
It just made me laugh. Oh, God.
I mean, there was anyway, the guy at the sandwich shop last week, but other than that, never before.
He was a cockroach, though, literally. So, I mean,
I would not eat a sandwich that a cockroach made.
That's why I was gonna step on him. But yeah. So anyway, those are fun, and that keeps me motivated. And the funny ones, and like the shit posts and whatever, which I know has been like a whole thing right now. But those are. I'm not the best at writing them. I would love to try, though. Well, I guess I haven't written a ton of funny things. I was telling Ryan earlier, it's a lot, or maybe I thought it was Ryan, but now I don't remember. I think it was, I don't know, it doesn't actually matter who I was telling. I was telling somebody that I think it's harder to write, like, funny, clever stuff than romantic stuff, you know? Because it's just romantic, you know, I kind of have to think about if it's going to sound smart and are people going to laugh at this and whatever. So, I think it takes much more, for me at least, it takes more to, although I have to say, I remember Ryan read Monster in Law aloud to me, like the first time he read it, and he was dying laughing. And I was like, oh my God, like, I didn't actually realize it was this funny. Cause I didn't, I intended to make Pentacles funny. I did not intend to make Monster in Law funny, but I didn't realize it was as funny as it was, or at least as funny as he thought it was.
It was funny.
I don't mean that as a diss to Ryan, just like, I don't want to shut up.
Technically.
No, I just mean, I didn't want to be like, I'm hilarious, you guys. So, just in case you didn't know. Like, I didn't. If it is funny, that's great. But I didn't. He was laughing at things that I was like, oh, that's kind of funny that he thought that was, like, it wasn't serious. And none of it was serious, but just, yeah.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. That's what's so funny about it.
It is.
The protagonist is so dumb. It's just hysterical.
He is is really dumb. What's really funny, though, too, is, like, I didn't even intend to write him as dumb as he is. It's just sort of what happened.
I'm laughing all over again thinking about it. He's so dumb. He's,
oh, God. Well, I just...
Oh, you're just, a sex scientist.
He's like, why didn't she tell me her mom lived in a castle?
Whoa.
Oh, you're a sex scientist and you want to do experiments on me? Okay, I guess so.
He's like, why didn't you just ask? And then she's got a cat named Igor. That was, you know, like, maybe that's not funny, but I thought it was funny.
That's funny.
That's my kind of, like, haha, Igor. But yeah. I actually Googled sex scientist because I was like, is this going to be... That was another one of those. I need to make this real, you guys.
Very important research.
I was just waiting for somebody to be like, this is not a thing, okay? Like, or to be like, sex scientist is serious. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I could just, like, this quit, is a serious
quit
profession.
Sex scientist shaming.
Well, no, they're called sexologists. It's a legit true. Profession. Yeah. And I was like, oh, cool. Okay, well, we're running with it then. But anyway, yeah. I do like to put humor in all my scripts because I just enjoy humor. But some of them obviously don't have it. But I just, I don't know. I think that's fun. But that's, I don't even know what the hell we're talking about anymore.
That's how you stay engaged.
I totally lost track of that, but yes, being ridiculous, because quite honestly, those get the lowest upvotes, the ridiculous things,
right?
But they're like my favorite things to do.
Mine too.
And I sort of made a decision because narratives as well are like my favorite things to do, and those also don't get a lot of engagement. And I could just be like, well, I'll just do all the things I know everyone loves and just do like 1,000 mommy audios or something. But I really enjoy narratives and I really enjoy doing humorous stuff. So I figure someone must like it.
Yeah, that someone is right here.
There you go.
And
thank you for the upvote.
every time.
Yeah.
And quick shout out to Sandy Stockings, who after you two is my favorite writer. She's hysterical.
Oh, God, she's so awesome. Check
she's
her
really
out.
Talented, yes.
U/Sandy Stockings.
Two?
Two, I believe. Yes, Sandy Stockings 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One Sandy Stocking is not enough. You really need
new
to.
And improved.
Yes.
Well, whoever she is must suck because 2 is much better.
Indeed.
but like,
we do not stand Sandy Stockings 1.
Don't tell the first one I said that.
Don't tell the first one.
Don't at me.
You can at me. It's fine.
You go, at Kit. Kit'll take you on. But yeah, her stuff is just absurd, like, but amazing, you know? I just love it. But that actually reminds me, just in addition to the, like, I would never in my life ever do a moth girl, right?
But yeah, you have.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's also part of the motivation. Is like I'm not going to do... It was just a funny one. So it was just like, oh my God, okay, this is hilarious. I have to do it. And so it was just, you know, I'm not going to... Are there serious moth girls? I actually don't know. But if there was a serious moth girl, I probably wouldn't do it. But yeah, this one was... How do you say it? Logosomancer?
Logosomancer, yes.
Yes. I figure I should call him out since I called Sandy out. Also a very, very talented writer. And it's just the funniest script. So I had to record it. And it has like...
So funny.
I mean, I guess I'm biased, but it has pretty funny bloopers because that shit was hard to get out without laughing.
The bloopers are great.
Yeah. I think...
Can confirm.
I think I was sold on moth topic. That was hysterical.
Oh, for sure.
Oh,
for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the other people that we reached out to and had some nice things to say about you is Shy.
Oh.
So she says, BSA and I met through a mutual friend and fellow VA. I filled one of her scripts. Shy GF wants to be more assertive. and reached out to see if I could record an adaptation using Mommy in place of Mistress. She agreed, as long as an audio of Mistress was also produced. I agreed and recorded both versions. I then invited her to my server, and the friendship grew as she ventured into creating audios as well as writing scripts. We have now recorded a couple collabs together, and I'm so fortunate to have gotten to know her better over the last year. She is such a positive light within this community. And then she has a question for you. What is your comfort zone for both recording and writing? And is there something you are wanting to branch out and either record more of or write more about in the coming year, be it a genre of audio or a gender tag or a type of script?
Ew. Well, thank you very much, Shai. That was very nice of you to say. Comfort level. Is that sort of like what tags I wouldn't do or whatever?
Sure.
I'm legit asking. Okay. I don't know.
You have as much information as I do.
Well, I thought maybe you guys interpreted it that way as well. When it comes to like kinky things, I'm not uncomfortable doing them. It's just I don't want to be disrespectful. And by that, I mean, like, I want to make sure that I'm getting it right, not that I'm just being like, well, this is what I think it is, you know, and throw it out there. So, and I'm not saying I've done a ton of kinky things. I'm just saying if I've ever tried to write anything, even M-subs or F-dom stuff, I have Googled just so I could, like, get more ideas, you know, and just be like, what are things that they do? Whatever. Like, so I definitely, I actually think I told Wicked, like I just said it just a little bit ago too. I don't do degradation. Like I just hate it. And this is not a judgment of people. It's just, like I said, it just makes me feel so uncomfortable to say it, even though I realize it's the kink. And I don't like to listen to it. I don't like to record it, and I don't like to write it. Sometimes, you know, you can write stuff, but you wouldn't maybe want to record it or vice versa, whatever. When I first started, I thought, holy shit, there's so much rape on here. But of course I now understand there's nuances within the rape category. And for the longest time, I was always like, I'm never going to write rape. Oh my God. And then I did, but it was, you know, it was the monster-in-law, and she gives him a Bloody Mary made with blood, I'm pretty sure. You never say it's with blood, but I'm pretty sure it is.
I thought she just drugged him.
And she gives him, it's got a sleeping draft in it. But because I'm me, when he awoke, strapped to the table, he still consented and was like, you know, I would have done it if you would just ask. I'm like, there you go. Like, now it's fine that happened.
Right.
But anyway, so I won't do anything that is literal, like, assault, you know?
Yes.
I just don't like violent things, whatever. Like, that's just not me. I actually wouldn't mind doing, like, monster girl type stuff, or monster boy for that matter. Like, writing it. Or performing it, I suppose.
I mean, you have done both to an extent.
Well, I have, but like one of each.
So just once, I mean, like, man.
Okay, I'm done.
You made,
guys,
two tentacle, like, audios.
Yeah. No, I'm done with tentacles. We're over the tentacles. We're on.
That's
to
old
something
news.
Else.
We're right, never like, done on. With tentacles.
Speak for yourself.
So true. Tentacles forever. But no. It's actually interesting. I can't say I always 100% understand it, but Ryan always writes just crazy shit, right? Not always, of course, but he writes a lot of crazy shit, and it's not always even stuff that he's into, but he's like, I just wanted to write it. And I'm like, what the hell, man? You know,
but I gotta watch.
Right. But as
and then we're all like, ugh.
I know. And then we're like, yep, that's what I thought it would be like. But my point in this saying this is that I understand it to an extent more so now, because you do kind of get burnt out, like, you know, how else can this friends to lovers happen, you know, like,
right.
what other sex acts are they gonna do? Like, it's the same shit.
Maybe
you know?
This time the blowjob will be first, and then.
Right? Wait a minute. We'll end with the blowjob. Whoa.
My God.
Which honestly, I don't know if I've ever done that. So like, we'll add that.
Put that on the list.
But yeah. But and it's not to, obviously, of course, you can be creative with that. But it's just like when you do them over and over again, then it's like, okay, well, what the hell else is there to say? From my point of view, I'm not saying other people, but so like doing the tentacles thing was actually a lot of fun because it was completely different than anything I would ever do. I mean. I should take that back. It was obviously funny and romantic, you know, like it clearly was, but it's like quirky and the you know, the tentacles and stuff. I would never do that. So right. It was fun to have to think of that. And that was actually another one that I wanted to make sure. This maybe sounds dumb, but I wanted to make sure I was respectful and not like making fun of anyone who might be into tentacle porn. Do you know
right?
what I mean?
Yes.
So anyway, I mean, so obviously like, romantic stuff is my comfort zone, but and actually it's funny, the first time I ever did an FDOM audio, it was actually, and I'm not even gonna say, well, it was a little harder than like any of the ones I typically do now, and I remember I was really scared to post it because I don't know why, I guess just because it's not normally what I would have done, and I thought, I don't know if I thought people were going to judge me or if they were going to be like, well, this isn't you and I hate it or so, you know, I don't know what I thought they were going to do. But so even then that was kind of, and sometimes I actually get that way with mommy stuff because I'm not like major into mommy, but I know people enjoy it and I don't mind.
But your listeners, you know, are.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I don't mind recording it. Like I'm not like averse to it. It's just I have to, it has to be sort of the right, my comfort zone in that. And same thing, like I don't really write a lot of daddy stuff for the exact same reason. It's not necessarily my comfort zone, but like sometimes I honestly think I maybe only have one script where I say daddy. And it was just because as I was writing it, I was like, this just seems like a daddy. Like, I don't know. Like, it just seems like that.
He's got big dad energy.
That's valid. That is very valid.
Yes. Exactly. Actually, it was the freaking tentacle script. I mean, my God. I don't know.
But how many?
But, yeah.
How many scripts do you have the guy say, choke me, mommy?
None.
I mean, that's yet. That's a shame. That has to change.
Everyone, well, stay tuned.
Perhaps it may.
Keep
perhaps
your eyes peeled.
Perhaps there's something coming and you don't know it.
Choke me, mommy, coming down the pipeline.
I mean, you just never know. For the record, I've never choked anyone.
I'm so glad you clarified that. I was really concerned.
I got all the tea.
There are probably plenty of people that are like, damn.
Yeah, we like, might have to cut that.
They were like, yeah, man, we thought you were cool, but no.
Can you take, can you, BSA, can you just do a second take of that real quick? For the record, I've never choked anybody yet, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay, for the record, I have never choked anybody yet.
Perfect.
All right. That's cut. Going at the top. So I...
Another tagline.
I don't know your friend Script Scribe, but I reached out to him and he was kind enough to talk with me a bit.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, he's really sweet.
He's
and
very sweet.
He said, we've had many chats that were all fun, but I fondly remember discussing script writing in general with her, with you. Uh-huh. She was the one that really got me to be bolder about getting involved with the community more, and I've made so many friends since then. So I have to thank her for all the fun times I've had here.
Aww.
And you are kind of a link. You link people. Is that like something you do in your regular day-to-day life, or is that just a GWA thing?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm actually sort of surprised he said that, only because, I mean, I don't even participate in the community as much as he does, so I don't know what I did, but I'm very, I mean, I know he's very into it, and I think that's awesome, so I'm really glad that that he's having a good time with that. But no, in my real life, I don't think I've linked anybody. I mean, like, in my day-to-day life, and this is my real life, obviously, but, you know, my non-online life, I don't know.
Is there really non-online life?
Not lately.
Oh, tell me about it.
I need to disconnect, possibly, but yeah, no, not lately.
And then Ryan also reached out to Dutch.
Oh, Dutch.
Whose username I do not know offhand. I probably
Sir
should,
Craft.
I don't. Sir Craft. And he said, I do have a soft spot for her as she has honored me by being the first VA to fill one of my scripts. Mm-hmm. Feeling that, experiencing that thrill for the first time, that's what she did for me. That's why I regularly call her Cherry Picker.
Why did that not come up as a name option?
I was waiting for it. I was fucking waiting for it. I was like, yeah, go ahead.
He continues to say, she's a staple of the community, respected or should be, and I imagine she will turn off the lights if this sub ever ends. I'm not sure this all helps you, but it feels good to say out loud.
There you go. Yes, yes. Thank you, Dutch. Thank you so much. actually, yours, his is the one, the harder F-Dom one that I did that I was nervous about. That was his. That was his script.
Well, he clearly approved of it, so you must have done something.
Yeah. Right. No, I mean, I think it did fine. I think it did well. The script was good. But I remember somebody was like, there was one person who was like, whoa, like, that's not like you. And I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what, when people tell me that, I don't know what that, like.
Not that, adorable enough.
Well, no, but I mean, it's not, it's like, is that a compliment? Are you worried about me? Like, do you hate me now? Like, what does that
Link
mean?
Link twice if you need help.
I just don't know.
BSA has started filling very strange things. Someone should check on her.
Yeah, that's possible. But yeah, I don't know.
I wonder, as we're coming to the end here, if there's anything that you would want to say to the 1,000+, I assume, people that have now subscribed or whatever, followed you?
I guess I would just definitely like to say thank you very much. It's like it's very surreal. Because, you know, it's one thing if you're on Facebook and you have 500 followers or whatever, friends, you know, because it's usually people you know, but, like, these are just random people who really liked something I did. So I think that's, like, it's both very cool and just, like, what? So I think, yeah, I just think that's very cool. I appreciate you following me, and I appreciate your support and comments and upvotes and all that stuff, and hopefully I can continue to give you, you know, interesting content for however long I do this. Don't worry, I'm not quitting. Like, don't.
For at least 3 more days.
Get it while you can.
I gotta wait till water sports is over and then I'm done.
Right. BSA, Kit and I wanted to do this little interview or whatever you call it, this is your life thing,
yeah.
Because we are so excited for you and proud of you. We love you, and you know, you don't have to create anything for anybody, and it's a gift everything you've done so far, but I hope you keep going. I'm looking forward to doing this at 2,000 followers,
God.
Because you are the best.
And 5,000.
And at 5,000.
I can't fathom that, you guys. But thank you. That was very sweet. Thank you so much. I'm happy to have met you guys.
Oh, us too. Yeah. Is
there anything? This is us giving you a gold star.
Oh, yes. There you go. A giant gold star. Thank you. But yeah, no, all kidding aside, I do love you guys, and I really appreciate that you love me.
We do love you.
Is there anything you wanted to talk about that we didn't bring up?
I'll probably think of it in the middle of the night or something, but no.
Well, call us back.
Yes, I do. Because I didn't say this in Wiccan's interview. I forgot to say this in Wiccan's interview.
Hot exclusive take, everybody else.
It's maybe not exclusive, but people credit the script writer. And I'm talking to you, VAs. I'm sorry, but if somebody says, oh my God, those words really, you know, touched me, or that was so funny, or whatever, don't say thank you. Say, oh my God, I know. Fishy did an amazing job with that, or oh, I know, Right But a Kid is so awesome, right? Like, do not take credit for the words. You did not write them. If they comment on your performance, awesome. But if they comment on the words, that is not you. And I'm sorry if this sounds like really reprimanding or whatever, but it has happened to me several times and on personal, very personal scripts, and it is not a cool feeling to have that happen. So please keep that in mind when you're filling a script. Those are not your words. They're someone else's words that you decided to speak.
I'm sorry, BSA. I'll try to be better. You can choke me.
Choke me, mommy. Yeah.
I always do.
No, but that's very true. I agree.
100%. And I'm sorry that sounded so stern, but I see it happen so many times, and I'm so cognizant of trying to make sure that I'm always crediting the scriptwriter if I filled something or if I'm complimenting a fill or whatever. The fill would not have occurred had the script not been written.
100%.
And I guess it's sort of apropos because it's scriptwriters, you know, appreciation month or whatever.
That's right.
But anyway, it's obviously I'm a scriptwriter, so maybe that's why I feel more passionate about it. But I don't know. It's just, I think it's important to remember because scriptwriters don't get as much love, which makes sense because people are going to go on Wild Audio to listen to shit, not read stuff, you know. So I get it, but that means the VA has to do the extra work to credit the scriptwriter.
100%. So, yes. Goodbyes? Goodbye.
Bye. It's been real.
I had a lot of fun, whatever the hell this was. I enjoyed it. I had no idea. I literally said in Wiccan's interview, whenever the hell, I think it was in November, I was like, somebody had recently gotten to 1,000 followers. It may actually have been Ryan. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'm never going to be that person, but I've come to terms with it, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, well, shit, like, okay, I was wrong. So anyway, I fully am not expecting 2,000, and sure as shit, not 5,000, but I suppose if it happens, we'll just deal with it when it does. But either way, I'm very grateful for everyone who has stuck around.
Well, you're great, so everyone should stick around.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ditto. Get onto the bus.
That's gonna take you back to Beelzebub. Choke me, mommy.
Yeah. I always do. Cunnilingus is huge. News at 11. For the record, I have never choked anybody. Yet.